So now it's my role to say a word of introduction for the conference that we're about to have. The Mind of Christ, Christology and Contemporary Exegesis. St. Thomas Aquinas, after whom the Thomistic Institute is named, himself has been the recipient of many different titles. You might think of the two most famous titles that are often ascribed to him, Doctor Angelicus, the angelic doctor, and Doctor Communis, the common or universal doctor or teacher. In fact, Doctor Communis is the older of these titles. It's attested to being in use at the University of Paris as early as 1317, and perhaps even before that. Doctor Angelicus doesn't make its appearance for another 150 years, but I think I can speak for generations of Thomist dogmatic theologians in saying that we take a certain delight and love using these titles. Perhaps there are other people in the room who feel the same way. But what title did Aquinas bear during his lifetime? According to Jean-Pierre Torel, the great biographer of St. Thomas, the first of these titles is Magister in Sacra Pagina, Master of the Sacred Page. And Thomas's academic work consisted, in the first place, in commenting on sacred scripture. That's not normally the way we think about him, but in fact, that was the first job that he had, and it constituted a significant part of his day. But we might also ask, what title did Aquinas use for himself? What titles did he give to himself, if you read his works, and his own, speaking about his own academic activity? If you look at his inaugural academic lecture, which he gave at the University of Paris in 1256, Aquinas speaks of himself as entering into the role, now that he'd received this position, as Doctor Sacrae Scripturae, the doctor or teacher of sacred scripture. In other words, this figure, who is revered as one of the great dogmatic theologians in the Catholic tradition, a theologian who organized and systematized the major themes of theology in his innovative Summa Theologiae, this theologian understood himself to be a scripture scholar. Now, scripture scholarship has made tremendous advances since the 13th century, and we have at our disposal many more powerful tools and methods for understanding the sacred text. But with that has come what could be characterized as an unfortunate division or specialization that characterizes the contemporary academy, where there's not always a robust dialogue between systematic theologians and those who specialize in the study of sacred scripture. In fact, in some cases, we might wonder whether a great chasm has been fixed between the two abodes, so that even if one would desire to pass from one to the other, one would not be able to. And that's why, in the spirit of St. Thomas Aquinas, for whom no such chasm existed, we have organized this conference in the hope that we will be able to have a fruitful exchange and even an enlightening dialogue between exegetes and systematic theologians. What is more, we've chosen with care the specific theme of the conference, the mind of Christ. So, obviously, it's foundational for theology, for any Christian, to ask, what is the true identity of Jesus Christ? And that might lead us then to ask, how did Jesus understand himself? What was his own self-identity? What was his understanding of his mission? Did he always know who he was and why he was sent and what he was about? Did his grasp of his mission change over time? Or did he understand from the very beginning his unique role in the cosmic arc of history of God's salvation of his people, or we could even say of the whole world? So we have organized this conference on this theme because it seems to us that the answers to questions like these are fundamental, both for dogmatic theology and for exegesis, especially if we're talking about exegesis of the New Testament or of the Gospels. So, for example, the way that a dogmatic theologian answers questions like these will have large implications for a great deal of what he or she will say in articulating a Christology, a theology of Christ. But not only that, we could go further. Those questions will be important for ecclesiology, for example. Exactly what did Jesus know and intend to found when he gathered 12 apostles around himself and sent them out to proclaim his gospel? Or we could think about sacramental theology, certainly Catholic sacramental theology, which traces the origin of each of the sacraments to Christ himself. Did Jesus know in full the implications of what he was doing at, say, the Last Supper? Likewise, I think one could ask whether the same is true for exegetes, whether their approach to these sorts of questions will have major implications for their overall interpretive project. I think one could even try to distinguish and classify the works of exegetes over recent generations and even maybe stretching well into the past according to their approach to Jesus' own self-knowledge and understanding of his mission. So you could think of the Jesus who sees himself as an eschatological prophet proclaiming the inbreaking of the kingdom of God, or who acts as a Jewish genius inhabiting the margins of his Palestinian society and provocatively challenging its traditions, or someone who thinks that he is bringing the mystery of Israel to its completion, or someone who sees himself simply as a teacher in the mode of an ancient cynic sage. What we hope will transpire in this conference over today and tomorrow is not just a discussion of the merits of these various approaches to Christ, but also a fruitful conversation between disciplines or between systematicians and exegetes about these issues and also the assumptions we are making about Jesus' self-understanding, and to look again at the warrants in the sacred text and in the tradition of ecclesial interpretation for these assumptions. So in short, we hope that this will be a real engagement between disciplines, a helpful conversation about how theology and exegesis may work together or approach differently these fundamental questions. So with that as setting the table for the repast, the intellectual repast I hope we'll now enjoy, allow me to hand off things to Father Thomas Joseph White, the director of the Thomistic Institute, to introduce our first speaker.